flying corps connection with this aircraft. Its first owner was Major Gerald Constable Maxwell, who was a founder member of 56 Squadron Royal Flying Corps. And he was typical of former World War I pilots who enjoyed this golden age of private flying between the two world wars with their rather glamorous biplanes. Royal Navy, and was then transferred to the RAF Photographic Reconnaissance Unit. In September 1940, it was damaged whilst on the ground by a parachute mine that was dropped during an enemy air raid. It then moved to Benson in Oxfordshire, and later was attached as a communications aeroplane to the Torpedo Development Unit at Gosford. It's been flown on many adventures. In 1952, intrepid Cambridge University undergraduate students, Alan Wells and Ron Mitchell, decided to fly to North Africa as a bit of a field trip. They flew from England via Nice, Corsica, Sardinia, Tunis, and then landed in the desert. They came back via Tripoli on a long non-radio sea crossing to Malta. Their return visit took them over the Alps, reaching around about 12,000 feet. And flown by Mark Miller, who flies it today. And a little bit of a claim to fame. In 2003, it was used at Duxford by Ken Follett, the author, during research for his novel Hornet Flight. Today, this hornet moth is kept at Audley End Airstrip near Saffron Walden and takes part in many vintage aircraft and particularly moth club rallies.
Pioneering replica World War I aircraft, and that nostalgic age of the 1930s just wonderfully demonstrated by the Hornet Moth there. And continuing the nostalgic era of the 1930s, we've got the Stomp Duo, this afternoon flown by Chris Jessen and Bill Merry. Chris and Bill have been flying for the Tiger Club, one of the oldest flying display clubs in the world, and in fact they both learned to fly at the tender age of 16 years old, qualified, and then they both went to fly for Dan Air and later on British Airways. They followed each other through their flying careers, and now today they display together in the Stomp Duo formation. Flying this afternoon in the Stomp SV4C aircraft type, The S-24 was designed as a biplane training aircraft in the 1930s. The first model, the S-24A, was an advanced aerobatic trainer, closely followed by the S-24B, which had redesigned wings and a 130 horsepower Cummins Gypsy Major engine. Between 1948 and 1955. Around 940 were built SV4 models in France and Algeria, and many of those were then later sold onto aeroclubs in France, the UK and other countries. Now the red and white aircraft G. Goody, flown by Bill Merry, was built in 1947. It had stomp number 500 on it with a Renault engine. It remained in France all the way up to 1972, when it was brought to the UK and fitted with a de Havilland Gypsy Major engine. In 1980, it was bought by Richard Good and re-registered as G. Goody. Since then it's had various owners, but for the past 30 years it's been based at Goodwood in Sussex, Slimfold, Redhill and Headcorn Aerodrome in Kent, where it lives today. The cream and green stomp, GBPLM, flown by Chris Jessen, leading today, was designed in 1934. It was built in Belgium and France as a trainer for the Air Forces. And it served with the French Army of the Air that was decommissioned in 1953 when it went to a French aero club. In 1975, she was shipped to America as one of 15 stops, and then eventually brought back to England in 1988. And then in 1990, Chris purchased her and spent the next 9 years faithfully rebuilding her to her former glory.